Epilogue. The London Olympics 2012. Most Olympic host cities try to create a wonderful legacy for their countries long after the Games are over. But this is a very difficult task. The organisers of the 2012 Olympics in London wanted to create the most environmentally friendly Games so far. The Giant Stadium is the greenest stadium yet, creating the least amount of pollution. Even before construction, builders cleaned 2 million tons of contaminated soil to use in the Olympic Park. The organisers built the 2012 Olympic Village in a poor area of the city because they wanted it to become permanent housing afterwards to benefit poor people. Souvenirs and memorabilia. Olympic souvenirs and memorabilia are big business. Sales of London Olympics souvenirs were more than £1 billion. British manufacturer Vortons made the Olympic medals for the 1908 London Games and hoped to manufacture the badges for the 2012 Olympics. The badges are often the best sellers at the Games. However, a Chinese company won the contract and many British companies were furious. In fact, countries outside the United Kingdom made 90% of the Olympic souvenirs. Should the host country's factories manufacture these items, or should they just choose the cheapest option, wherever they are? There is a lot of discussion about this subject. While the organisers try to make each Olympics better than the last, the athletes are more interested in bronze, silver, and of course, the gold. What will the next Olympics bring? Who will become the new champions? What records will these heroes break? And what new records will they set? Will the crowd favourite be a winner or a loser with a great sense of humour? Whatever happens, one thing is certain. The eyes of the world will be watching.